It is written. Welcome back to the Hackberry House, a daily podcast devoted to the Word of God and the persecuted church. My name is Bob. This is podcast 134. It's April 23, 2015. Today, what did the New Testament writers say about the New Testament? We're going to finish that question today and perhaps move ahead to the next one, which is, what did Jesus have to say about the Scriptures? Welcome aboard. We were rudely interrupted by a clock yesterday that told me I had to stop right in the middle of 1 Corinthians 14:37, which says, if anyone thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things which I write to you, says the Apostle Paul, are the commandments of the Lord. Oh, how I wish more people who are into all these different things that are going on today would just read 1 Corinthians 14 and then read that statement that I just read to you. The things which Paul said were not his opinions, his suggestions. He says, these are commandments of the Lord. Doesn't get any plainer than that. The Lord spoke to apostles. The Lord spoke to the prophets. And these men turned around, wrote these things down, passed them on, and they are to be obeyed. I know we don't like that word anymore, but it's still in the Bible, it's still a biblical idea. We must obey the apostles and the prophets of the Lord who gave us these scriptures. Period. Obey. 2 Peter 3, verses 14 to 16. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him, Jesus, in peace, without spot, and blameless. Consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. Yeah, he waits a long time, right? That means many more people can get saved while he's waiting. Even our beloved brother Paul says this, according to the wisdom that's given to him. I'm still reading and doing a little paraphrasing as I go along. 2 Peter 3, 14 to 16. Paul wrote to you about this. And as also in all of his epistles, he speaks in those epistles of these things. Now, I know, and this is Peter still talking, I know that in Paul's epistles, there are some things that are pretty hard to understand. Oh, you got that right, Peter. Very difficult. Which untaught and unstable people are going to twist to their own destruction. Listen to this. As they do also the rest of the scriptures. There it is. Peter's understanding is the same as Paul's. We've been doing Paul so far. I'm giving you the commandment of the Lord when I write to you, he says. Peter has the same understanding. The things that apostles commit to writing are on a par with the prophets of old. And together with the prophets of the Old Testament, the apostles of the New, together they constitute the very word of the very God, the living God. Yeah, they're difficult, some of them, Paul's epistles, they really are. But he doesn't write them off. He says, in fact, it's only an untaught and an unstable person that will try to twist Paul into saying stuff Paul never said. And when they do that, they're destroying themselves, Peter says, because Paul is writing Scripture, the holy writings that are talked about in other places, and we've talked about them already. Holy writings, the Scriptures. Paul wrote them. Peter wrote them. Look at John 20. Let's get John in on this. John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, along with chapter 21, verse 24. truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples. This is the end of the book of John now. John's been telling story after story and word after word of Jesus, all the good things he said and did. And then he just sums it up this way. You know, Jesus did a whole lot of other things, which they're not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. Oh yeah, a whole lot of history has just been lost to us. We'll pick it up someday, I believe. But it's been lost to us for now. But the history that isn't lost to us and the words that are not lost to us have been miraculously and providentially reserved and preserved by the Holy Spirit and given to these apostles. These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And when you believe, you'll have life in his name. Doesn't that put a real premium on your Bible? There now the writings of John are going to be included in this select club of writings that will bring life to you. If you don't know God, you can learn God from the Scriptures. His very breath will breathe through the words written in Scripture right into your heart and save you. That's good to know. And this is the disciple, verse 24, who testifies of these things and wrote these things. And we know that his testimony is true. I know that. How do we know that? We're going to talk later about this, but where is the authority? How do we know that these men are writing from God? Well, you know it in your heart when God changes you and takes you from where you were to where you are right now. That's the living Word of God that does all of that. It's inspired. It's from God. It's from heaven. John agrees perfectly with Peter and Paul. So a word from John. I believe this point is proved. Note that the idea of committing things to writing is still in vogue after the resurrection. Those words I just gave you were written after the resurrection. Some people say, well, the Old Testament was written, but the New Testament's just in the heart. I know where that's coming from, Jeremiah 31 and so on. I know that the Old Covenant was something that could be broken, and the Israelites did it, and you've broken all of those laws too, the law of God. We've all broken it. And so we're not giving you another Ten Commandments here. We're not giving you another list of rules. Nevertheless, the covenant is a covenant. And this covenant has been written down for us to enjoy, for us to receive promises from. And yes, there's rules in there. And the originals, too, are still there. God didn't do away with all of that. But he's put it in writing for us. It's from God. We need to listen to it. It's through believing preached and written messages, believing preached and written messages that we're to be saved and grow in him. Any preached message that you hear that is any different from anything that's written, you need to just stay away from. But these messages were all from apostles. John's referring to himself in that second passage I just read. This is the disciple who testifies of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. That's John talking about himself. He refers to the fact that there was a consensus among those early believers, a consensus that the apostles spoke truth, ultimate truth. Why? Again, because something happened in their heart. They knew it was from God. They knew the apostles spoke truth because that truth changed their lives. I believe that that consensus comes from the Holy Spirit. Their words, these apostolic words, are trustworthy. So much so that the Spirit saw fit for John to end the revelations of Scripture by the strong statement that you'll find in Revelation 22, 18 and 19. Yes, I know I can't prove that what I'm about to say refers to the entire 66 books of Scripture. I can't prove that. But it would seem to me that the Holy Spirit has reserved these words as he did and allowed them to be placed at the very end of your Bible, not just to serve as the end of the book of Revelation. Seems to me that they do indeed apply to every book of Scripture because of their placement, some of the very last things that the Holy Spirit has said to his church. Here's what he said through John the Apostle. For I, John, testify, it's not John saying that, it's the Holy Spirit. To everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, God adds to what things? The things that have been written. God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. If anyone adds to these things, God adds to him the plagues. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Could John have any doubt? Should we have any doubt that he was being moved along by the Holy Spirit and guarded from error? Oh, I think not. No doubt. He was being moved along. He knew it as he wrote these words. Yeah, it was John's pen that wrote it, but it was the Holy Spirit speaking through him, warning him. Yes, about the prophecy that he had just written, but all of the Bible is a prophecy. That is a word of God, a word from God. Prophecy is speaking the words of God. Being a messenger of God. John was a prophet in this sense and an apostle. And can anyone allow any word of the Bible to be just taken out? Or can anybody dare to add anything to any of the scriptures? I think not. I think even Moses has said that in the early days of Revelation, when Moses was speaking, and I'm sorry I don't have that verse at my fingertips right now, but that is something that was told the Israelites. Don't you dare add. Don't you dare take away from the prophecies, from the Word of God. That's dangerous business. Stay away from that. Keep your nose in the book. Well, we're a little early today. I think that rather than go on to the next section, and then keep dividing the section some day today, we'll just let this ride right here. And the next time we get together, I want to answer the question, what did Jesus say about the scriptures? What was his attitude? What was his opinion? And how did he actually use them in his ministry over and over? We want to talk about that. That's a very good and important question. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope to talk with you again soon. And don't forget what we started out with in Matthew 4:4. Jesus is speaking, and he said it many times, and let this little three-word phrase just stay with you, because it's very important. It is written, and that's a good thing. God bless you.